Well, I don't know if she likes to be called a speaker. I think she's a heart talker. Because that's mainly what we have here on Wednesday, are people that talk from their heart. And I don't know anybody on this earth that has a bigger heart, any sweeter, any more determined to work for God for the rest of her life than the young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening. And that's our Reverend Rita.
Good evening. I'm a little off my glasses, so if I'm looking at you kind of crooked tonight because they broke on the way down here, so. But I need them. Anyway, thank you for giving me this time tonight. I really have actually had a kind of an interesting day, and everything has not flowed so smoothly. But I'm here, and whatever God wants me to say, it's going to come through, I guess. So that's where I'm at tonight. I have some questions. I've been walking, I guess, my spiritual path for since I was about, I'd say started when I was 31, really started when I was 33. And so, without really revealing my age too much, it's about 23 years. But, so I've had quite a journey, and one of the things that Millie's asked me to talk about, as we've had some private, you know, going out and having some breakfasts and we talk, and she asked for me to share about some of the pathways that I've been on and some of the classes that I've gone to. And there was a lot of questions. I was raised a Catholic, as a Catholic girl, and I was completely, I think I had a very sheltered life. We had six kids, and I was the fifth down the line, and we didn't have very much outside influence, so that's how I, like I said, lived a very sheltered life. And I had, when I was about 30 years of age, I was married for about, by that time, I'd say about 8 years. No, sorry, take that back. That would be about, I was married when I was 19. So I was up into 11 years, 12 years, and I was going through a divorce. And I was working in a plant company at the time. It was an interior plant design company. And I needed to have a job. And then I got very sick. I ended up rupturing appendix. And I was sitting with that for like 4 days. So I almost didn't make it. So as you can see, there was a lot of stress going on in my life and a lot of dramatic things, dramatic changes that were occurring in my life. And one of the ladies that was working in the business with me in the platform that was just hired, she just started and I was having to train her. So we would work together and we'd have to drive with each other all over these different places and take care of plants throughout the day, different restaurants and hotels. And she could see the stress that I was going through. And it all started, she told me that, you know, you should go see a psychic. And I said, a psychic? What is that? What's a psychic? I didn't know anything about psychics. I didn't know anything about spirit or the spirit world. I knew that there was angels and saints and all that, but I didn't know what their jobs were here with us. You know, I know that you had a guardian angel all your life. That's what I was taught. So I ended up going to, as a gift from her, she ended up sending me and paying for this visit to go see a psychic. Well, I went there the very first time, and as I sat there, my heart started really pounding, and I started really feeling my heart rate just really increase, and I was very nervous because this woman started telling me things that I've never told anybody in the world, not even my very close friend that had sent me there. So she actually stood up and came behind me and put her hands on my shoulder and said, you know, it's really quite all right. Just take a few deep breaths. And I asked her, so how do you get me this information? And she says, well, the angels, the spirits, they're all here and they all work with you all through your life. And that kind of put me at ease. And then after that session, I couldn't wait to get out of there. And I went home and I thought, oh my gosh, what did I experience? what is really going on in this world? So these posed questions for me at this point in my life. Here I was going through divorce. I had ended up having a ruptured appendix and I was in 8 weeks of healing from that process. And then I had to move in with my mother and my two kids at the time. So it was really quite a challenge. And like I said, I didn't know anything about psychics or spirit world or nothing. So I was curious. So this started me on my journey and on my path. And I called the woman back and I said, I think that I'd like to work with you as either a mentor or you could be a teacher or help me understand a little bit more. And what she said to me, she says, oh yeah, come back and what we'll do is you take care of my plants in my house and I'll do an exchange with you for that. And I think, though, you know this person. It was Sandra Jordan. And she was a psychologist and also a Tai Chi master. So I learned quite a bit from her. She taught me Tai Chi. She taught me the Taoist yoga. She taught me, she helped me work through my psychological problems or emotional problems at the time because she was a counselor. And she also taught me that, you know, start teaching about spirit. And this is what originally took me to Fraternal Spiritualist Church because she belonged there. She was actually, was she a minister really? I don't recall if she was a minister or not. Or she's just a worker?
I don't think she was a minister.
Okay. I don't recall that either. She was a minister. But she was the one that told me to go to Fraternal Spiritualist Church. And that's how I first entered that, way back at the Scottish Rite Temple. So that began my journey. So I started asking questions. And so some of the questions that I came up with were, how do we get what we get in life? And why do some people seem to have all it while others suffer so? And why do the bozos hit you on the freeway and cause accidents? And why did that child have to die so young? And how did that guy or woman get that job promotion where I didn't? And why can't everybody have prosperity, joy, and security? Those were the questions that kind of came up to me as I started understanding this experience out there about the, I don't know, at the time she called it psychic. To me now I understand it's different. I don't use that word because to me it's just it's a realm of thought, you know, a realm of what people gave it a label to. Well, in our everlasting, most of us, in our everlasting search, in my search to find more happiness in life, I decided to look at positive thinking books by hundreds. I don't know, I'm exaggerating, but a few. And I attended classes, a lot of classes, to try to get the understanding. And I wanted to know more about things. I wanted to know more about energy. I wanted to know more about the spirit world. I wanted to know more about healing. And we had healing at the church, and I did take some of those classes, and that even interested me more. And then I made friends that were kind of connecting to the healing world, and I became interested in, I don't even know how half of the classes I attended, how I got in them, but I ended up there at them, and I thought, gee, you know, I'm at this class, and I thought it was about this, but it turns out to be this class. And there were experiences that I think, as I look back now in my life, there was a lot of them, a lot of classes that I attended. And as I look back in those years from all the things that I experienced, some of them were very valuable, but some of them were to the point where I could have saved a lot of money. And I could have put a down payment on a house, is how much money I spent out there searching and seeking. And I think that what we're all trying to do as we're here walking our path, we're trying to transcend some of the emotional, I guess you can call it baggage or emotional dysfunctions that we have, because we really don't understand as we come into this experience, you know, we're living in this human experience, this world, and we're never really taught from a very young age. Some of us are. Some of us are fortunate, like probably my granddaughter's going to be fortunate for that because being in our world with us, is that you're having this human experience and this is what the world offers you. And then you get teachings and education from, like me, I was raised Catholic. I had no idea that this other realm existed. So you take this human experience And you think that all the things that you've learned and experienced as a human being add up to this is what the reality is, which is not really true. So what I really wanted, the main objective of what I wanted to share with you tonight, is that Millie and I have talked, what brought me back, and I did take time to go off and learn quite a bit. And I've actually learned, I can name some of them, past life regression I even did. And I've learned that, you know, and I can talk about it now. Before I didn't want anybody to know, because I thought, you know, who could that possibly be? But, you know, in the past life regression, they told me I was Mary Magdalena. Now, I thought to them, how can that be? How can it happen? Am I just, is this not a holographic universe that we could tap into and actually be any part of that experience and pull that in and be on our own? So that was another question that I had about that particular experience, is that, you know, just because someone told me that that was part of who I was in a lifetime before, what good purpose or good is that doing me right here in this lifetime? So part of the whole process of my learning was discernment. Learning to discern what was right for me and what was not right for me was part of the growth and the experience. And other things that I've learned is, you know, how to read. We had to go and read auric fields and read fields of energy around people and learn how to see what their problems were on the physical level, and then determine how to work with that in healing. Then I sat back after I finished that couple $1,000 course there, and realized what responsibility is mine to work with that and have that healing. This has nothing to do with me. This is their experience from wherever it came. So, you know, there was some fine lines and definitions of learning that was occurring as the process went along. But I was still, because of everything being so new, and because when we start on the spiritual path, we do want to learn. We want to gain knowledge. We want to understand. And so this long about journey, and when I got into an emotional imbalance, I'd go see a psychic, or possibly an astrologer. Now, granted, I don't think any of these people or anything's really wrong with them. That this is not their path or their experience to learn, that this is what they have to do. But with what I'm sharing with you tonight, it's been a long journey around 23-something years back to the point where coming back into the center of realizing the only really main focus of this experience that is the best is love. And that was the key ingredient that I was missing for myself. And what gets in our way, and I don't want to answer right now where I'm at in teaching when I teach a class, is I don't want to give anybody answers. Because everybody's got the answer inside of them. They just haven't found out how to get it. And how to get it is, to me, I'm a huge teacher on emotional education. I want to empower people back that they get the responsibility of understanding who they are and what they get for themselves. And if I had somebody who blessed me along the way to, which I have to say, and I'm going to say that it was been Millie. Because Millie's been consistent. I don't mean to put you on the spot there, no, but I am. Consistent in the energy and focus of love. And that's why we all come in here. Because we keep feeling that amongst each other, and that's the main draw. But one of the things I do want to share with you is that my darkness led me to my light. And that's the purpose of it. So whatever you experience emotionally is not a bad thing. What it is that you have to find out where those emotions originated from. And they originated a long time ago before you showed up on any job or any relationship or any experience that you've ever had. And so that's the education that I say, emotional education that I have learned that needs to occur. And it's about self-love. It's about commitment to that love. And it's about commitment in finding that part of yourself that you're committed to have that. So because commitment is intention. Commitment is an intention to love. And it's to love and to have freedom. Because, you know, people used to say this all the time, intellectually, the answers are within. The answer, I thought, well, if the answers are within, why can't I see them clearly? I've been to every, well, not every class, but a majority of classes, and people have given me small pieces, and even, like I said, intuitive people, and people that are very knowledgeable. And, you know, I've gotten some goody words from them. I call them goody words, because they make me feel good for the moment. But then when I get home, the world is the reality that I'm living in, that I'm experiencing, and I have emotions and feelings that I go through. But now I've learned to stop looking out there for classes and experiences and what that person's going to say and what this person's going to say, and I learned to bring it all back in and say, okay, now if you're having something go on this day and your feelings are not balanced or your emotions aren't being balanced, what are you feeling? Because the feelings are what makes the creation in the world. That's the law of attraction. Our mind is our psyche, can use our imagination. It learns to communicate in this world. It learns to digest things. But your emotions and your feelings are what guide you. And so learning that part, learning that commitment to yourself of learning that you are a human being. And also what I had learned to grow is that as a human being, learning to ask my like part of myself how to exist in this world and how to do it. Because you have a unified relationship then when you work with your human self and your like self together. And when you get to the answers where you have no answers and you have those feelings and emotions, then you can't always figure it out because sometimes it's so unconscious and we've buried it so deeply within ourselves. And there's such constant patterns in ourselves that we keep recreating for ourselves. Then you know that something hidden, that's something really that's a little deeper. And if it keeps occurring, then you need to stop and see where it is occurring. Go back. When did this first occur? When did I first experience this feeling of being unimportant, unworthy, insecure, not smart enough? There's a list of them. You go back to see when that originated. Did it originate? Did somebody tell you at 10 that you weren't worthy enough? Because what you do, when you take that and you believe it, and you give it meaning, you keep creating those experiences. You go on and on and on and on and on in life. And there isn't any class that's going to help you get through that. There isn't anybody that's going to determine. Now, there's people that are reflections to you, and people that will have something that will ring true with you. But in that ringing true to you is you finally understanding that wisdom inside of you. You constantly get what you need. And when I get stuck, I say God. And I remember that for me, G-O-D is God only delivers. God only delivers what I feel and think. Because that's all God's job is, to deliver, to give, to be there 100% or more for us. And when we lose that place for ourselves, when we all have that imbalance, because we are human beings, and we have a world of experiences within us, we can go back to that center. Until you really start working with yourself and becoming responsible and making commitments to yourself, I believe, and this is just my belief, we don't work in a unified collective consciousness. You're working as an individual consciousness. You're working on your individual stories. When you can get out of your individual stories and take responsibility for all your actions and your thoughts and your deeds, and then you're able to step beyond those and be there for as many people and others as you can, then you're working for collective consciousness. And we know that all of us, one by one, all of us, one by one, taking those kind of actions and steps or those kind of commitments to ourselves, to yourself, you will change the world. And you will change so much around your own personal environment. We're not committed to joy. We're not committed to compassion or kindness for ourselves. Look around in your own life where you see how hard you are to yourself, where you are not opening the door for that light to be able to come in. But use your tools. Learn to get the tools of looking at what you are really feeling, because what you're feeling is what your world is around you. So So when we come here, we open to love, and it's easy. We all feel it. We all want to be together. We're happy. We're enjoying. And that energy creates that. And that's been constant here. That's what brought me back. The love brought me back here. The love brought me back to Fraternal Spiritualist Church for that same reason. But I'm not looking outside anymore. I'm not looking for answers from anyone. There isn't anybody that's going to give you the answer between you and God. There isn't. God only delivers to you, each and every individual. Until you get that, you're going to be seeking it from others. You're going to be asking what's the next and what's the next story. And maybe the next class, maybe the next meditation, maybe the next teacher, maybe the next relationship, maybe the next and the next and the next. And I feel like I'm vulnerable enough to have courage to express the difficulties that there is in being human. And we all experience them. Every single person does not get through at all. But you get through the grace of God. I even had conversations with my own light. I see myself as a human being. I stand there and I said, hey, light, you know, you just get to stand there in all your glory. And me as a human, I get to sit here and work so very hard. I have to meet all these people. I have to go out in the world and work. And I have to do all these things. And I have to drive with, sometimes I say bozos, on the freeway. And they, you know, I've got all these situations to deal with. And you get to be exactly what you want to be. Always. In the light. Grace. Peace. Love. Joy. And then I turn around and I'd act like I was a light. And you know what my light says? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you had to work so hard. I'm so sorry. And I've always been here for you. But you've never asked me. You keep forgetting that I'm here for you. And I've always been here. And it doesn't have to be so hard. I can be here for you. And when it gets going tough, you better get praying, you better get asking. Because no one's going to resolve any of your personal stories. Write out your personal stories. Which story are you living? Are you living the one of commitment with the intention to have freedom? Are you living with the commitment to love yourself more and have more compassion for yourself and more kindness for yourself, more peace for yourself? More enjoyment for yourself? What's your commitment? I have to ask that often to myself. Sometimes when the world gets crazy and struggle gets going, I ask myself, where's your commitment, Rita? Come back, come back. Where are you going? And it gets easier and easier as time goes on. And I think we all deserve that love. I think everybody here wants love. We all want to be liked, and we all want to be loved, and we all want to be appreciated. But it starts with you. And everything within you, all the answers are within you. And if you start asking, you'll see how that unfolds so gracefully in your life. Because you don't need anything from anybody but love. And when you start seeing it from that angle, it starts coming. And it starts pouring. And then you have so much to give that you're ready to be of service for others because you know that you've got the ability to do it because you're through some of the darker corners and you're available then. So, in closing, I really want to share with you, don't waste your time out there searching and seeking. Unless it's something that you're truly committed to learning about yourself. Because there isn't anybody that's going to give you the answers. Not one person that has the answers between you and God. Not one. In all the classes, work on learning to communicate with yourself. Work on that. Because it'll save you a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time. And I thank you for this time.